I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You? A fond look at the animals we love to hate.
I have show and tell for you today.
You do?
I do.
What do you got today?
Take a look, Steve.
It looks like
spring
glass.
Is here, and that's proof right there in the jar.
What is that?
That is a bumble scarab.
That is incredible. I don't think I've ever seen one of these.
Well, they're one of the first signs of spring since moving to Virginia 11 years ago. That's the first scarab beetle of every year I've seen. And you'll find them buzzing loudly over leaf litter and clipped grass and other accumulations of plant materials where they breed. The larvae will feed on those accumulations of plant materials, and then they make an earthen pupal cell. The next generation will emerge in summer. The adults will come out very briefly and feed on the sap of trees or corn stalks or what have you, and then they burrow in for the winter.
Kind of iridescent, you know, mottled sort of way.
They belong to a group of scarab beetles called fruit chafers, and some of those fruit chafers are among the largest beetles in the world. The Goliath beetles from Africa are in that family. But these guys are kind of cool. I was out at Chubb Sandhills Natural Area Preserve just a few days ago, and these guys were just buzzing around all over the place over the open sandy areas.
What's the fuzzy area underneath? He has fuzz coming out like from his mini armpits.
Well, they have mini armpits. They have seedy. That's what the hair-like structures are on insects. It's very unlikely that it serves as any kind of insulation for them. But what it probably does, it helps them sense their environment and also acts to protect them as they're burrowing through the soil, either looking for a place to lay their eggs or burrowing out of their overwintering spot.
Now, you haven't had this in this little vial for very long.
No, I've only had it for a couple days in there. I've been feeding it. Just a little bit of sugar water. Doesn't seem to be interested, but I've been taking photographs of it, so we'll have it up on the website. In fact, I even wrote a blog about it, talking about that it's one of the first scarabs that I see every spring here in Virginia, and I've seen them as far west as Colorado and the mountains of southeastern Arizona. In fact, I had an interesting story with that particular species, Euphorbia inda. It was first described by Carolus Linnaeus in 1758. And while I was working in South Africa, I was spending some time at the South African Museum in Cape Town looking at African scarabs. There was one species that I really wanted to see because it was known only from the one original specimen described in 1907. It had never been found since. And so I wanted to see it for myself, and I looked at that specimen and realized it was Euphorbia inda. The label on the beetle said Ladysmith, which is a town in the Cape Province of South Africa, but apparently the specimen had been mislabeled. It was given a new name, Garakwa smithsana, by the director of the museum then, Louis Perrenguet. But anyway, that name is no longer good. It was actually this beetle. So how a North American beetle found its way with an African label in an African museum beats the heck out of me.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. You'll find photos, including the one of Euphorbia here, some audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.